speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
What does the term blasphemy mean in Scripture? The term blasphemy, if you look at it from a historical standpoint, actually has quite an interesting meaning to it. It comes from blepto in the Greek language, which means to injure, and phema, which is to deal with the speech end of this. And therefore, it signifies the usage of injurious terms or injurious speech. It means that one would speak either directly to an individual in a harsh manner, in an ill form, and that would be counted as blasphemy. Or it can even be done in an indirect manner, and that too, hence, would constitute blasphemy from a scriptural standpoint. In what ways, then, do we find from a biblical context does God identify blasphemy or blasphemous speech? The Scripture speaks of those who blasphemy God, taken into consideration in the book of Romans chapter 2 and verse 24. It is said in that context that the Gentiles would blasphemy God whenever they considered the inconsistencies in the life of God's people. In that ought to speak volumes to you and me. As we are living as Christians, that we need to make sure that our lives stay consistent with the will of God, so that the world who is lost does not speak illy in regard to us, but more specific in this context, to God. Then also, I want to draw our attention to what is found in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 1. In that context, bondservants are commissioned by God to make sure that they are working in such a manner so that their masters does not blaspheme the Word of God or the will of God or God Himself. In that then, how would that apply to us? As we are working in our jobs, as we are not only working in our careers, but also kids, as you're working at school, it is most important that you would submit to those who are in authority, that you would give yourself 100%. All of us would do this to our roles in life so that those who are over us would not blaspheme God. But then also, the Scripture identifies that it is possible to blaspheme Christ, taking into consideration what we find in the book of Matthew chapter 27 and verse 39. Those who walked by Jesus at the cross, as they lifted up their voices to mock and to ridicule Him, it is said that they spoke words of blasphemy. And then also, in the book of Luke chapter 22 and verse 65, you actually go back and to plug that into verse 64, you find that men who mocked and beat Christ says that they went on to speak other or additional words of blasphemy. Then, in like figure, we are identified of an individual who became a Christian, who was once identified as a blasphemer of Christ. Who is that person? That is the Apostle Paul. And in the context, we learn that there were certain instances in his life that constituted him speaking blasphemy. Take into consideration in the book of Acts chapter 9, when we read of his conversion. He is blinded on the road to Damascus when he has papers in his hands to go forward with further persecution of the church. And the Lord actually says, "Why do you kick against me? Why are you speaking against me?" And he was, in essence, if you consider the context of what he had been doing, he had actually been doing those things against the church. So therefore, whenever one would speak in an ill manner against the church in that context, it would also be or constitute blasphemy against our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We may cause the Word of God to be blasphemed, and therefore we must exercise our lives according to godliness so that people do not speak illy about God, so that people do not speak illy about our God's Word. Why? Because God condemns those who are blasphemers. These individuals will stand before God in judgment to give an account of their life, and if they are found guilty of speaking illy against Him, speaking against the church, speaking against His Word, that constitutes sin in our God's sight. To the contrary, what God says concerning Christians is that our words must always be presented to encourage. I want to draw our attention to what the Apostle Paul says in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good and necessary for edification. The only thing that we ought to strive to do as we are speaking, we ought to give thought to what it is that we're going to say. And then as we're giving thought to what we're going to say, we need to give time to make sure that as we finally speak, that it is going to glorify God, but also that it will be words that will encourage and instruct people in the will or the way of our God.